Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And as usual, before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to bless our time together. Heavenly Father, what can we say to these things? That day by day, Your Word is here for us to study, to learn about You, to learn about Your Son, Jesus, to learn Your ways, O Lord. And You promised through Jesus that You would give us the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. Lord, You said that the Spirit of God would empower us to live according to these ways. So we ask that You would do Your work in us today as we study again this book of Galatians, and we bless You as we do it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. The title to today's lesson is, What We Sow, We Reap. It's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7. We have been learning from Paul the Apostle's words to the Galatians ways to behave toward others. We are to restore one another when we have failings. We are to bear one another's burdens, and we are to bear our own burdens by minding the work that we have rather than always examining others' work. Paul said we should communicate with those who teach in the Word, and today he introduces the idea of reciprocity. The law of reciprocity has been stated in many ways, and in chapter 6 and verse 7 of the book of Galatians, Paul makes reference to this law in a manner in which no one should forget. He said, Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. When looking at this verse, we must heed the warning Paul gives immediately. Be not deceived. The implication is that we may be deceived, so we should pay particularly close attention to what he is about to write. Paul knows of the deception that lie in the bounds of the Galatian church, and if they have been deceived in the matter of the Judaizers, they may also be deceived in the way they communicate with those who teach the word. Next, Paul says, God is not mocked. The word mocked means to turn up the nose or sneer at, to mock or deride. It is interesting that Paul relays these words just after sharing that the church members should support their ministers. Paul desires that his readers know that God will not have anyone to turn up their nose, to sneer at or deride him when it concerns the delivery of his gospel. Ministers who share the gospel are so important to God that he allows Paul to share that he will not be mocked concerning the manner in which people support them. Paul continues, For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Paul employs the law of reciprocity to emphasize his point. People choose what sort of seed they are sowing, and they choose the amount that is sown. The certainty is that whatever is sown, whether it be joy or curses, will certainly return upon the one who sows. If a corn seed is sown, corn is harvested. If peas are sown, peas are harvested. If apple seeds are sown, apples are reaped, and so on. This law does not just apply to vegetables or fruit, it also applies to behavior. For example, if abundant sharing is sown, abundant sharing will be reaped. If joy is sown, joy will be reaped. If theft is sown, theft will be reaped. And on it goes. It has been said in many ways, what goes around comes around. It will come full circle, or karma. However, Jesus said it in this manner in Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 and 2. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. In other words, the manner in which we treat others will be reciprocated back to us. Have we considered the gravity and weight of this verse? Have we sown good seed or bad seed with others in our lives? If we were to see our harvest today, would we be filled with joy or sorrow over the results? Perhaps as we meditate upon these words, we will examine ourselves and scrutinize our behavior toward not only those who teach us the word, but also those with whom the Lord Jesus has put within our paths. Next time, Paul will share the ways we can sow. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.